Hello, and welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM for this misguided and misfitted adventure. And today, we're down one tiny little goblin. Naz is not here today, so...
Well, I'll tell you what's back. What's that back? Intro.
Well, someone didn't listen to last week's episode as the intro was there.
I don't listen to any episodes, Joe. I live them.
I put the intro in the top just to make sure everyone knows that we started.
Great. Now you don't have to do it this time.
Yeah. Now I don't have to do that extra editing. It's nice.
We got Zach. We got no Zach and half of Nate.
Nate's here. Nate's here.
Part of Nate.
All of Nate. The most Nate you've ever gotten in your entire life. Even in person. That's Nate half of Nate. This right here, this is a whole Nate right now.
So you're saying you need... Never mind. Oh, man. So our combat is definitely going to go by... I don't know. It might even out. Half of Nate and no Zach.
I'm bringing the heat.
Honestly, addition by subtraction.
No, I'm bringing the heat.
He's not listening.
He's not going to listen.
He's like Buddy Hill. He's just going to shoot us out of the game.
Well, now you're benching Buddy, so you're okay. I was telling the guys earlier, I think two of them are dying in this tower. Minimum. No, I'm changing it. I think three of them are going to die.
I think it's fair that you start bringing up these statistics when, we don't even know what's going on. This could just be the only room, and you just have very low self-esteem of us.
Also, it's not fair when literally the god of this world says that. That's a little bit biased. You can't be, if you want three of us to die, you can make it happen.
I could. Anyway. I don't want it to happen, but I just let whatever the dice show me, that's what will happen.
Whatever. Joe's that guy. Just like, let it roll. Just whatever the dice say, you know, with no room of any sort of budging.
I budge. There's some budge. Not a lot.
Show me your budge. Where have you budged? That
seems very private.
Why are you hiding your budge?
Why are you hiding your budge? If I was DM, I would show my budge out to everybody.
That's low budge energy, Joe.
Sorry, guys. Low budge energy. All right, let's just get to the combat. This is...
Can we remind?
Yeah, I'll remind you.
Not me, our listeners.
To our listener and to Chris.
Okay.
I'll subtweet you, Chris. So basically, you guys went into the tower. You had your first combat with the gargoyles. That went swimmingly. That didn't take an hour and 50 minutes. Then you had your second combat as you fought the guards you saw earlier. Chris did much better that time. And then you followed the leader of those guards into this room, and you are now facing off against two mini ankylosauruses. So the dinos with the hammer tails, mace tails. They're on the other side of a rock wall that is separating you guys. And Snowflake met a friend where they showed Snowflake an intact egg, two intact eggs in the nest that is behind the rock wall. And that's where we are. So we're going to go ahead and roll for initiative for this fight.
Too bad the ankylosaurs can't get us because there's stones in their way.
That's true. They can't. Take Naz off. I'm going to play very passive with Naz unless one of you guys wants to play Naz.
Ooh. How about every round we just switch them off? We switch off.
Do it, Nate. No, just
I think only Nathan gets Naz. Today of all days,
you're going to give me two characters to play?
Yeah, go for it, man. It's all you.
All right.
I think you made the character sheet, didn't she? I think you're best suited for it.
I don't know.
Let me go ahead and... I'm going to give you control of Naz as well. All right, you now control Naz.
Cool.
All right, Snap, what'd you get?
15, sorry.
Grimlock?
10.
Anna Carmen?
14.
Beshi?
11.
Naz?
Oh, shit. I forgot.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
I got it. Don't worry, gang. I got it. It's just perception, right?
Yeah.
Because we didn't start anything else. I roll it on this thing, so... His initiative is going to be a 12.
All right. I'll put that in there.
Okay. All right. I was checking something. Ignore that one.
I will. Okay. So let me sort this and then we'll get going. Is it by descending or ascending? Ascending. Descending.
Ascending order, yeah.
Anna Carmen, you are up first. You are in the room next to it, but you see...
Like it's always been.
I'm first? Rolling a fucking 14?
14. Why am I showing you as a 19?
I don't know.
I rolled a 15.
Yeah, no, okay, there we go. Nap, you're up first.
nap?
That's what, that's what I heard too. What? So what is this rock wall? Like, is it like a, how tall is it?
It is about 6 feet tall. You can move through it. Every one of you guys can move through it normally. Except, not normally. It's going to be difficult terrain for that one step through it. But you can go through those stones.
Who is hurt? No one?
Not Beshi. How much health does Nass have?
I don't think he got hit that much.
And who knows if he actually, you know, changes things. Oh no, he's at 20. I don't know if that's
half.
Yeah, that's half. That's half for him.
Okay.
I'm at half too. 24 Jack.
Do you guys want who wants surgery and who wants risky surgery?
I can pick the
I'll take the risky one.
Oh, whoa.
Oh shit.
Fuck.
One damage.
Oh shit. Okay, I'm glad I
fuck, what is that? That's like a, what's an expert?
Like the bonus for expert?
Yeah. All right, it's plus 11.
Or an expert 11. Expert in this so, field.
That's a crit success. What is, how much is that, Joe? Do you know?
For your risky surgery? I don't know what the bonus is for that.
I got it. I'm opening it.
And can you do risky surgery as battle medicine?
Yeah.
So 48.
Cool.
Shit. 19 points of health.
That's basically, that's wonderful.
And then I can heal Grimlock. Or I can walk over to Anna Carmen. Who needs it more? Between you two. And that's my turn.
I'm at 24. I'm half.
Jack.
A little bit.
All right. You're at 18. That's a crit success. 16 damage. But you're at plus 10. You're at 34.
Nice.
What do you have to roll to not have a crit success?
Well, so I just have to pass. 15. I have to get it over 15. So risky surgery, if I get a regular success, it counts as a crit success.
Oh my god.
Anything over 15, but I have a plus 11. So I just have to roll a 3 or lower, and then I'll get a fail.
Jesus. Okay.
So that's my turn.
All right. Anna Carmen, you're next.
How much health did I get?
None.
What? I thought you were healing me. Oh, never mind.
We're in combat, so I can only heal 2.
Damn.
You're next.
Are you hurt? Promise.
Yes, I'm hurt.
I didn't say anything.
I just realized I was muted. All right, you just fucking
squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Sue me.
Me and Naz are having a party over here.
Sue me. I guess I'm. I don't know. This is. I guess I'm gonna take a couple steps into the place.
All
right. You know what? I'm just gonna be by Snowflake, and then I have 2 more moves. I'm gonna just hold my turn.
You can't hold your turn after you move.
For real?
For real. You have to hold all of your turn.
I thought I had to have at least 2 actions left.
That's to ready an action.
Hmm.
Holding and readying, I guess, are 2 different things. So
they are.
Damn.
You can ready the harsh look, can't you? Or something like that. Or
give the harsh look.
Give a harsh look to who? To
Ankylosaurs.
Look in the horse.
are we gonna fight the them? Are we gonna fight them? They're not. No, they haven't been aggressive.
But you can demoralize them. Make sure they don't attack us. that dude's trouble.
The little one's trouble.
That guy's kind of. That guy's giving me a.
Say something about his mother.
Okay, I guess I'll move up. I'm at the stone barrier with 2 moves. And I guess I'll just use an intimidating glare on the fucking dinosaur keeper.
Alright, go ahead.
We might have sent Anna Carmen to her doom.
Yeah, I feel like y'all did. 13 plus 8.
No, everyone run.
Against your will DC. So I rolled a 21.
That is success.
Sweet. Yeah, you got minus 1 to rolls now, yeah.
Alright. So that's my turn. You just intimidating glare the Zolgath that's in front of the 2 ankylosaurs all by yourself up there. It's Naz's turn.
Yeah.
Right, Naz. Naz can see the hay, right? Or these nests. Like from here where you're standing, he can see there.
He can see the nest to his northeast.
East. Okay. Are they big? Are they pretty big?
They're like, yeah. Tall? I mean, because those are 5-foot square, so it's about 20 feet in diameter.
How about high? Like, how much stuff is there? Is it like a big?
I think Naz can hide in it.
Okay, yeah, that's what he's gonna do. That's his plan right now. He's going to he's going to take two actions to stride over here and get to here, and then use his last action to stealth and to hide into this. Yeah, I throw a stealth check for him.
Yeah.
All right. And that's just setup. This is setup for him.
That's just his stealth. Yep.
20.
Okay, let me go ahead and roll. Okay. I can't tell you. It's a secret.
It worked.
In your mind, it worked great.
Stupid animals. yeah. Okay. That's Naz's turn.
Okay. The Zolgath that you intimidate and glared, Elmer, is going to move next to you.
Okay.
And it's going to attack you through the rocks. So it's going to get a minus for this because it's attacking through the rocks.
What's the minus on it?
I'm going to give it a minus 2, so it's going to be a minus 3 overall on whatever I roll because of your intimidating glare.
Yeah, it's frightened 1.
Yeah, so that's the minus 1. So the 14 plus 10. So 24 minus 3. So 21 to hit.
Right on the money.
Okay. So it's just its dagger because it can't reach its jaws through there, so it's only going to do 4 points of damage.
Only. Sheesh.
And then it's going to back up. So it went up to you, through the rocks, stabbed you through the rocks, then took some steps backwards, and that's its turn. The dinosaurs are going to hold their turn. They can't do anything. Grimlock?
All right, keep this easy. Using my little legs, I'm going to use all 3 actions to get to the gate.
Oh, but don't punch down on yourself, Grimlock.
They're strong little legs, okay? And now I end my turn. I'm at the end of the gate.
Beshy.
Okay, Beshy is going to move forward. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. Just go right here. She's gonna use her brain to lift up a rock and use telekinetic projectile on this fool.
Alright, on the Zolgath fool.
Yeah, on the Zolgath. Yes. I rolled a natural 1.
Hey, Nathan.
My soul.
Because you're playing 2 characters, I'll give you 2 hero points.
Okay, I don't want to use it. I don't want to use it now. It's not a pointer right now. It's not a point attack right now. But she'll try to cast a spell. But she fails at it. She's gonna like just take a deep breath and be like, "This is the fucking. It just smells like animal in here. It's disgusting."
So the dinosaurs, they're gonna just move around in here. They're moving back and forth in their pen.
Describe waiting. Their movement.
They are lumbering through the nest, and they barely miss the eggs that are still intact.
Are they looking? How are they paying us any like attention?
They're just gazing at you guys. They're staring at you with eyes of intent.
Intent of what?
Good things. Bad, ill intent.
Question for the room. Why don't we just leave the room? I just get out of here.
Because that dude fucking stabbed me. Get him.
Yeah, but he's hiding.
We're trying to catch him. Our Pokedex, the dinosaurs.
I don't know. Why are we? I mean, we could leave.
We come here for a reason?
We came in here because this is the only way to go. Because, I mean, I don't know. Because there's a path to the south that looks like it's blocked by rocks. But, I mean, I'm assuming that's why we can't see beyond it.
I thought we came to the tower for a specific reason, though.
Oh, no, yeah, we came to the tower for a specific reason. We're looking for an orb of magic of some kind.
Yeah, but we just gotta get through this.
Yeah, but I think these lizard things are, like, littered the inside of it or something, so.
Yeah, so we just gotta kill this dude.
Maybe we don't, though.
I mean, we might have a lot more because...
With range.
This is a tower.
Well, so. Yeah, I mean, this for this room, you just have to kill him. Dinosaurs are mind in business, basically.
Yeah.
Kill this dude.
I don't know whose turn it is.
Santa Carmen's. I was letting you guys talk. It's Santa Carmen's turn.
Oh, I didn't even know. Guess I'm going to hold my turn because I'm not hopping the fucking fence.
Throw your sword. You can walk through it.
Hell no.
Throw your sword.
Do a spell.
If you miss, you might get the eggs, you know? He's playing like a little butthead.
Alright, if you're holding your turn, it's Naz's turn.
Are you holding your turn?
Wait, yes. Aren't I first?
Snap's first.
Joe. Snap's first.
Where's Snap? Oh, Snap, it's your turn. Sorry.
Alright.
Not sorry.
Wait, did he go first last time?
He's top of initiative.
Yeah, he's top of initiative.
Oh, I called him Nap. Yeah, he did call him Nap.
Did not call him Nap.
You called him Nap.
We'll play the tape, and I'll be right.
Okay.
Because I'm gonna make it right.
Whoa, what's that? That sounds like a threat.
I think I can get like here. This is the furthest I can get. With two movements, I think.
As you get to the middle of the room.
How risky would it be to slingshot this dude?
Not risky. I mean, you're just going to take a minus two because the rocks are in your way. The eggs are to the right. I drew them in the nest.
Oh, I see. Three square.
The three square eggs.
I missed. All right, that's my turn, though.
Okay. Rock is flying by. Anna Carmen, do you want to go?
No, I'm holding.
All right, Naz.
All right, Naz.
Naz should definitely sneak in there. Because he's a sneaky, sneaky boy.
Naz is going to... I don't know what Naz is going to do. Naz, I mean, he got here to hide and to stealth, but like, no, if he's not going to leave that cage, then, you know, Naz will hold his turn too, I guess. All right. Can I play the character, guys? Guys, can I play the character?
Play the character. Fuck it.
All right, play the character. Got it. All right, Naz is going to break out of stealth and move here, and he's going to he's going to cast his fire spell. Was it Conjure Fire?
Conjure Flame.
Conjure Flame. And he's going to throw it.
Throw it where?
At who?
He's just going to throw it.
Wow, you're playing Naz wonderfully. You rolled a two.
I know, right? Naz rolled a two. He's going for the Zolgath, but he misses. So ball of fire just go somewhere, Joe. I'll let you decide where it goes.
Oh, no.
I think it is going to hit that nest in the back.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of smoke rising.
Okay. And he's going to, and Naz is going to pump his fist. He goes, yeah, that's what I wanted. That's Naz's turn.
Okay. It's Grimlock's turn. Oh, sorry. No, it's Zolgath's turn. The Zolgath is going to move up again and stab at Anna Carmen with its dagger. It rolled a five, so it's not going to hit. And then it's going to...
What is it?
Oh, 10, 15, 12.
Close.
Okay. And then it's going to move behind the dinosaurs.
I don't think you're playing this character, right?
I'm about to. Beshi.
He doesn't have line of sight on the dude. Fuck. This is so stupid. I don't know. This is like hard. I don't know what to do without.
Joe's really stumping us here.
Yeah, yeah. Who would have thought? Put yourself in a pen with two dangerous animals would stop us.
I thought you guys would go through.
Put yourself. Oh, what? You think we'd go inside the pen with the two large beasts that could crush us? And the four out of five of us. Our small character.
I don't know. I have faith. I thought you guys would, you know, be heroes.
Stop like a bug. We're not heroes.
Okay, our goal wasn't to run in and, you know.
And I gave the eggs. They're in the corner. Snowflake's eggs.
Snowflake doesn't have eggs. That's the other one.
They're not Snowflake's eggs, though.
We don't even know. No, they can't. That's not how it works.
Joe, we're not going to play your little game. I say we disengage.
Yeah, I bet she's already leaving.
Are you guys leaving the room?
I bet she is. I bet she's checking this corner.
Yeah, let's just get going. We have, you know, screw with this.
What is the other dinosaur do? The one with Snowflake.
It lays down.
Hey, we don't have time for that.
We're leaving this dude?
I mean, he doesn't want to leave his fucking little tiny room. And we're not going to go in there.
The thing lays down.
The other raptor just lays down.
So it doesn't even want the egg?
It does.
Not if it's laying down.
Okay, the other raptor goes into the pen.
Wow, all right. Joe's just making up shit.
That's this whole game, Nathan.
Joe's always making up stuff.
Snowflake will go in with it. What did they do? Is the raptor trying to grab it?
As soon as Snowflake goes in there, the dinosaurs are going to run at it.
Can I not just leave?
You could, but you're not going to be able to get the eggs.
The other thing isn't trying to get...
Dinosaur is going to grab one of the eggs.
Does it bring it out?
Yep.
Okay. Snowflake. Does it trust Snap to take it?
You can roll a diplomacy.
I had 3.
It doesn't look like it wants to leave it. Like it wants to take care of it. It puts it down in its nest and it takes a seat over it.
But it leaves the other one?
It leaves the other one.
I guess I'll just leave. I don't know. This is weird.
It is very strange.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I don't really know what to do. But yeah, I guess I'll leave. If they don't care, they'll leave.
As soon as a few of you guys leave the room, the dinosaurs lay down.
Wow, isn't that something?
What does Naz do, though?
I don't know, what does Naz do?
Naz,
why don't you fake leave? Just hide in the hay, you know?
Yeah, what if I pretend to leave? Yes, that's what I should do. Good job. Good job, me. Good thinking. He jumps in the hay again. Stealth.
Are you trying to get the egg or kill the person? Or both?
I don't know. That's up to Naz. Why is my shit not working? Hello?
Yes?
Did I get locked out of Naz? Did Joe put me in timeout?
No.
I can't even open up.
You're still in charge of
charge. Yeah, well, he hides Joe.
Yeah, it's a high enough stealth. He's, yeah.
Probably a plus 10 or whatever. There it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
All right. You guys leave the room?
Yeah, except for Naz. He is hiding.
So you guys go down the hallway and you see, again, 3 rocks that are pretty just mundane. Same thing as before.
Are they big rocks or they're just rocks?
They're 6 feet tall.
Well, that's taller than Bidget, yeah, but okay, 6 feet.
And I mean, they're blocking up 10 feet of space right there that you can pass through, but it'd be difficult.
Okay, so it's like a 10-foot tall hallway, but they're 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we in combat still or are we not in combat?
No, you guys are in combat. You guys left.
Okay, Bidget's just going to be going to do a quick sense magic.
Sense magic?
Detect magic. Sorry.
Okay.
Do I perceive anything?
No.
Okay. Yeah. 30 feet. 30 feet of me. Something would ping.
Yeah. Nothing magical.
Okay. No, I don't have to roll for it. It's just I send out a 30 radius ring around me, and if I just detect anything, it'll let me know.
Okay. Joe, what's to the hallway north of us? To the left.
North of you
rocks.
Is a thick black curtain that you can't see past. But you can hear little screeches like of other dinosaurs.
Oh, can I like put my head through the curtain real quick?
Yep. You want to roll stealth?
Let me see. Yeah, let me roll stealth plus 7. So I got a 19.
You got a 12.
Oh shit!
They're bad guys because they're red.
So as soon as you put your head through, these dinosaurs just stare at you.
I quickly pull my head back, like, out of the curtain.
And then from behind you guys, you hear loud, booming sounds.
Like, behind us, like, from the room?
From the room, yeah.
The big room we just left? Mm-hmm. Okay. I put my head back in the curtain. Are they getting closer?
No, they stayed.
Okay.
But you can hear Naz, guys! As the dinosaurs have broken through the wall.
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
As the... place that you guys threw fire has caught flames.
You guys, just one person.
Yes.
Character Naz, not
Character
in.
Naz has started a fire in the room.
All the haze.
All the haze are up in flames, terrifying the dinosaurs.
Mm. And they run toward the nearest source of light, which is outside, which is this way, so they don't come barreling down the highway towards us.
And they run towards...
Here, because they're animals.
They run towards their safety.
Here, because they're animals, which is outside.
But the Zolgath is behind them with a whip, leading them down the hallway.
Okay.
Roll for initiative.
Again?
This is stupid.
This is art.
This is art.
I'll move them back a little bit. I need a...
Put them back where they were.
Because my initiative was bad.
No, they wouldn't have gone that far.
There we go.
Oh, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. All right, now for Naz.
Wait, there's 2 more guard dinosaurs, too?
Yeah.
They're behind the curtain.
The impenetrable curtain.
Don't worry, guys. Naz is... It's all working out for Naz.
Naz is hidden.
With a 27 initiative.
Oh, my God.
All
right, so Naz got 27.
Bet she got a... 24.
Okay. Snap.
19.
Cool, Grimlock.
I got an 18.
And Carmen?
28.
One. Okay. Bashi got a... 24. What did Bashi get?
24.
All right. So behind you guys can see an orange glow behind the dinosaurs. And it is going to be Anacharma's turn first.
I don't know what the fuck to do.
What Grimlock thinks is if we kill the person that's keeping them captive, they'll look at us with respect.
Yeah, the one. Yeah, maybe we should stop the one that's cracking the whip at the... Maybe that's the plan.
Perfect.
I was going to say, if you hold your turn, I can heal you if you want.
That sounds great. I'll hold everything for now.
Okay. Naz.
Naz is going to... Naz is going to ready an action. And the action is he's going to strike at the Zolgoth when it gets close enough.
Okay.
That's his action. That's what his plan is.
Okay. Bashi, it's your turn.
Okay. Seeing the danger, she's going to stride over here. Wait, do I need to stride? I keep making the mistake of not checking the range of my... Oh, fuck. Okay. Can I ready a spell? Is that a thing I can do? Right?
If you have two actions... Or you'd have to have three actions available if the spell is two actions.
Yeah, no, I don't. Okay. Okay, she's going to stride. She can't stride again. That's the last of her spells. Hell, dude. This sucks. Can I retcon my movement?
Yeah,
I'm fine with it. Okay, I'm going to retcon my movement. That doesn't make any sense. But yeah, okay, she's going to go here. She's going to take. She's going to use her first stride. Go there. She has two actions left. And then she's going to... Can I see the Zolgoth from where I am?
Yeah, you can see it.
Okay. Still not enough. Damn. This is when having small legs sucks.
Can't get close enough?
Yeah. And can't close them and can't cast a spell. It's weird how some spells have a ridiculously long range, but then, like, the one I want is, like, only 30 feet.
You could hold your turn until they get closer.
No, I don't want to hold... I don't want to lose my initiative. Okay. All right. I will hold my turn until... one of the ankylosaurs gets the range.
Okay.
No, but I can't. But if I'm holding my turn, then I lose my actions anyway, right?
If you hold your turn, then you get to do your turn once.
Okay. Then I go back to. I'm gonna go back to where I started at. Yeah. I'm gonna hold my turn. Okay. Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. Sorry, listeners. I just spells are hard.
We'll cut it all. Don't worry.
Yeah. All that will be cut.
I don't usually take that long for my turn, so I felt bad.
Nah. As soon as you start to go, you see the raptor that Snowflake befriended stand up and start hissing at the other dinosaurs.
Call it Bluey, Joe. Bluey.
You have to give it a name. I'm not going to give it a name.
Bluey is already copyright.
But just to help you like go through that faster instead of saying the raptor that Snowflake friended. Like you say that every time, so I'm trying to help you out.
Raptor 1.
Okay.
First things first, risky surgery on M. Carmen, so... 8 damage, let's go.
Oh, shit!
Knock her out!
It's a success, though. 17. That's not that great.
Damn.
Sometimes it's nice. Sometimes it's nice. Can Snowflake hold an action?
No.
Damn it, I threw him into the abyss. Okay, Snowflake will actually double move and scoop up this egg.
Oh, shit.
However... The last dinosaur. How does the dinosaur hold eggs? However, the last one held it. Raptor 1.
With its two front arms as it moves.
Okay. So then, yeah. So then, same way.
Okay. And brings it out, or can it just get there?
That's his. Well, can. So I did one action to command him to do that, and then I healed for one action.
If you have another action, you can command him.
Okay. So then I'll put him right behind Matt.
The egg?
With the egg, yeah.
Okay. You have the egg.
Let's go.
All right. As soon as you get back from there, the walls all around you begin to tremble, and all around you, you see moss start to grow out of the walls.
What?
Grimlock, it's your turn.
So it's on mute. Okay. Is it growing aggressively?
No. It just grew like an inch outwards and then stopped.
Growing okay. Aggressively?
I don't want to like... So everyone just pretty much holding their turn, and Snowflake secured the egg. Okay, I'm going to move up closer, kind of to the front, and just ready my shield. So I raise my shield in defense, but not over-aggressively to intimidate.
Minor aggressively.
Yeah. Actually, I'll go a little closer. Okay, I'm good.
Okay. It is the Zolgath's turn. I'm going to have the Zolgath roll a d20. It wasn't meant to control animals. And right now it's mostly fear controlling these animals. So unless he rolls a 15 or higher, these guys are going to not do what he wants them to do. And I'll roll in front of you guys. He rolled a 2.
Get dunked on.
He's a mask, bum. He's a bum.
Mass chaos is about to ensue. Okay, I am going to roll now for the dinosaurs for being in fear now. They're going to roll a d20. Again, if I roll 15 or higher, they're going to go towards you guys. If not, they're going to go towards the exit.
But not him?
They're not going to run towards him, no, because that's towards the fire. There's only two ways out of the fire here.
Oh, I see. Let's go.
All right. Ooh. They're both running towards the exit. They both are just freaked out of their minds from the flames, and they're running towards the exit.
Damn. Ooh. Sucks for that guy.
And you just see the Zolgath just there, like, just yelling at them with his whip.
How's he yelling, Joe?
Whoa. Didn't know he was a robot.
Didn't come through.
That worked. I like that, though. Scary.
No, it was good. Yeah, was good. It was good.
All right. It is Anna Carmen's turn.
Wait, is this my turn that I held? Or
yeah.
Yeah, there we go. All right. I already measured it out. He's 60 feet away. I am just going to attack the shit out of him. Not even fucking stopping. I'm just full momentum forward.
Okay.
Just going to attack him. 16.
That is a miss.
Well, that's took the wind out of my sails. All right. That's it then.
You let anger cloud your judgment.
I mean, I'm at the top of the turn order, so I'm about to move again.
4D chess?
Wait, that's not how it works.
Yeah, no, you held, so now you're at the bottom.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and move your initiative.
Checkers, not chess.
Y'all are making up these rules. Y'all are making up these rules to keep me down.
No, sorry, boss.
Naz, it's your turn.
Is the smell of egg and an animal all over him as he bursts through it with hay sticking out of his hair, out of his mustache. He rolls, gets to position right behind the Zolgath, flanking. Something clicked in his brain, as if flanking finally understood, became understandable for him. And he attacked with his dagger. And he rolled a 25, Joe,
right, on Zolgath.
And he's going to do a d4 to 1.
Doesn't he
get sneak attack?
Does he?
Yeah, because he's flanking.
Okay. And add his dex, though, too.
It's not great. That's going to be... So he rolled a 1 on the d4, plus 2 with the dex. I don't know how...
2d6.
3d6, got it. And with the sneak attack damage, it's going to be an extra 8. So a total of...
Pretty good.
11 points of piercing damage on the fucker.
Damn.
Okay, it really fucked up this guy. He's hobbling. He's defeated.
Just like how I planned.
Beshi.
And he gives his nose a little swipe. Beshi's gonna stay where she is. She's too far away to do anything. And if I stride, then it's whatever.
Nah.
That doesn't care. So Snowflake will take the egg to the other one. And so
if Snowflake's gonna do that, the raptor's gonna hiss at him.
Oh, so he doesn't like this egg.
No, maybe just doesn't want Snowflake taking the egg.
No, because it's the other egg.
Oh, okay.
He was bringing the egg that he left. So he purposely...
Oh, he was bringing that egg. Sorry. I didn't know he was bringing... I thought you were trying to take the other egg.
No, I'm bringing the other egg.
Okay, that's fine.
Are they the same egg?
Why don't we just call egg one, egg two, guys?
No, they're not?
No, they're not the same egg. They're the same, size, but they're different hues.
So Snap and Snowflake will be keeping this egg. But Snowflake will be learning how to take care of it from this other dinosaur. All
right. It's going to go through a class.
Exactly.
Get him locked.
All right. Two actions to move up, and I'm going to attack this already defeated Zolgath. Light hammer attack. Oh, that's a 25.
That's a hit.
7 points of damage.
You knock it, silly. It's dead.
All right. There we go.
Chaos. That was a chaos.
Good work with the fire, Naz. I didn't think that would actually work.
Oh, Speaking of, it's that big now?
It's getting big.
It's jumping across concrete.
There's hay all over the ground.
Yeah,
the floor is just hayed up.
In the manure.
Oh, the manure. Yeah.
Fuel.
We're making a bomb.
It does not smell good.
Should we put it
out? We should leave this area, actually.
We're going to go deeper?
Let's go deeper.
So I walk towards those other rock gates, and I fill everyone in past that black curtain. There's more of those dinosaurs. I don't remember what they're called.
Give me perception throws before you guys leave that room.
Oh, well,
24.
Besh from Beshi too, even though she wasn't in there.
Not Beshi, you weren't in there.
Okay, 25. not higher than those two.
Okay. You see on the Zolgath that you just killed, on his neck, there is a beak that looks pretty interesting.
Like
a necklace.
Like a bird beak?
Like a bird beak.
Or a dinosaur beak.
Then if no one wants it, Snap will take it.
Well, you guys saw it first.
Oh, I mean, if I perceived it, I want it. I take it.
Okay. What the fuck?
You can give me a crafting check.
Okay. Uh-oh. 16 okay. Total?
That's enough. This is a talisman. It's called a Bloodseeker Beak.
Oh.
So, as a free action, whenever you hit a flat-footed creature with this, with a weapon that has this talisman affixed to it, you deal an extra 1d4 precision damage. And if you do sneak attack damage to the creature, you also do 1d4 persistent bleed damage.
Wow.
Kind of broken.
But it's a one-time use because it's a talisman.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
I'm out.
You would think it'd be perfect for Naz, but we've seen Naz fight. And, you know, Grimlock is going to pocket it for now.
Could you break it down and learn how to make it yourself? Well, it's magic, not machinery, I guess.
No, yeah, so, I don't have magical crafting.
Now, Beshi, you all can do... actually, you don't even need perception checks for this. So, while you've been in this tower, the ground has been pretty dirty because of the hay, the dinosaurs, the blood. Everything's been pretty dirty. But as you take a look to the right, beyond the stone wall, the floor is pristine. It is spotless clean.
Okay.
Just be aware of that.
Okay. Beyond the floor beyond the curtain, you said?
Not beyond the curtain, beyond the rocks.
Oh, okay. I understand now.
So while this is happening, so I don't know what the other dinosaur is doing, but because we're going to move on, how big is the egg?
It would take up, I think I actually have the one. Hold on.
It's shaped like this.
He sends me an egg, picture of eggs.
all natural.
I guess I could do a nature check on it to see if I know, even though I don't know dinosaurs.
Yeah.
20. Nature check.
It's a Deinonychus egg.
Oh, so I recognize it because of it's like similar to snowflakes.
Yep.
Okay. So I don't know if this other one is coming with us or not, but basically...
Well, once the flames have gotten so big, it takes the other egg and starts running towards the exit.
Okay. So I'll keep the egg. It's in Snap's backpack now. So okay. That way Snowflake can fight freely.
Okay.
I just wanted to settle that before we go into the next combat.
So what would you guys like to do?
We gotta go in that next room.
Should we put the fire out?
I can't. It'd be a thing.
It'll burn itself. There's not enough fuel outside of the gates.
You're saying it'll burn itself out?
Yeah. It's not. It's all smart. It's like stone outside the gate.
We just have to win the next fight.
The fire will never jump over it, right?
Well, there's it'll moss
stay behind
now.
The rocks.
Wait, there's moss now. What if it just... Shit just keeps growing and it follows.
But
it.
It's not dry moss. You feel me?
But maybe the moss burn is in a fire that in a fire no, that hot, no. It still burn.
Moss is an anti-spreader. If maybe the room is self-defensing itself, covering itself in moss.
I don't know if that's true. Is that true?
Is that true, Joe? How do I check that?
Is moss an anti-spreader? Is that what you have said? Checking
that, and if it's spreading, if the room is spreading in defense, the moss.
It's a self-defense mechanism.
Yeah.
Oh, you think it's alive? The tower?
Something the like that.
You don't know why the moss is growing.
Damn it!
Wait. Let me nature check the moss. Okay. Oh, big brain.
Big brain.
Big brain. Big brain. Small body.
Ooh.
20 this, again.
This is like any other moss you would find. Very normal. It although it does give off a faint, like a sweet smell if you get close to it.
Is it magical?
No, it's just moss.
That's bullshit.
That 19 occultism check.
It is moss.
It is. There's a bunch of moss isn't magical. But it can burn. The reason why it's growing is magical.
Yeah.
If it was magical, it would ping off my radar.
It's not wrong.
Yeah, it's not magical.
It is moss.
Okay, but...
Hey, let's go in this room.
Yeah, let's go.
I tell Anna Carmen the moss will take care of the fire.
We'll deal with it later.
I don't know if that's how it works, but
yeah, okay. That's what it does. It's an anti-spreader, right? You know,
yeah, exactly.
Refuses to spread.
You've been reading my books, so I've been giving you names. Wow, I'm impressed.
I've been eating them.
That's how he absorbs the knowledge.
Yeah, the books you gave him are easily digestible.
It's like Zach never left.
Yeah, that book on herbs made a great salad.
All right, no, never gonna let you borrow anything again.
That you know of.
Keep going.
All right, I need everyone right here to give me a fortitude save.
Whoa, who's stinky? It's Naz.
Fidget rolled pretty poorly. Or bet she rolled pretty poorly, sorry.
Snap hard body.
I'm saying my own bad name. Fortitude.
Alright, so Beshi and Anna Carmen are the only ones that... Oh, and Naz. Are the ones that failed, so you guys are sickened one, so your rolls just take a minus one.
Gross.
For a round.
Who's stinky?
Bessie covers her mouth and, like, pinches her nose.
The snowflake care, or no?
Snowflake needs a roll for the save as well.
Joe, who's stinky? You gotta tell us right now.
Look at that. Natural 18. Let's go.
Snowflake is too immune to it.
It's Snowflake. Snowflake stinky.
Damn, like, I got so used to it.
The Snowflake's like, I don't know what they're tripping about.
Smells like home.
All right, are you guys going through this curtain?
I don't know where else we can go.
Through the rocks. Who goes there's in? Another hallway. Which you guys
wait,
can go down.
There's more hallway behind these rocks?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
You didn't say that. You just said it was just like a pocket.
Well, we can't see behind it because there's rock.
But it's small. Beshi will squeeze through.
There's a hallway. All right.
She looks down this hallway. She'll look down. Sorry. Yeah, looking down the hallway. And Grimlock's in the hallway.
Grimlock, don't move anymore.
Damn it, Grimlock. I had it.
You're throwing.
No, Grimlock.
Put it back.
Chris, didn't do that.
Chris, why are you throwing?
Controlling me. Someone else is controlling me.
Chris, why are you throwing?
I didn't do it.
Damn. This is an end. It was a full-on end.
I tilted. A giant ballista. A giant ballista shoots through the hallway and impaled Grimlock.
Your punishment is waiting, Chris. That's what it is.
How are you going to tell me the name of it and not tell me what it does?
Well, isn't that just a huge problem?
The name is giant boulder trap, and Joe's like, what does it do?
Okay. What does it mean?
What does it mean?
Grimlock, give me a fortitude save.
Oh my god, it is a giant boulder!
Joe, we just did this. Come on.
It's not stinky though this time. This time
I missed a fortitude. I got this. I don't have to roll. Oh, 22.
I missed a fortitude.
He's a dwarf, he eats rocks.
You guys hear the loudest boom.
God.
You have heard, and Grimlock, you are deafened until the end of your next turn.
What?
Only Grimlock. Nice.
What does that even mean?
So you can't hear for 6 seconds.
Okay.
But that noise was too loud for anyone not to hear it.
Okay, we're still in initiative?
But no. What does he see?
Oh, what does he see?
Yeah, what did I see?
And what did I see? What did Beshi see? I was there first. I was looking down the hallway. Until Brown Brick over here, fucking Brownfoot, just walked right through.
AKA Numb Nuts.
AKA Shit for Brains.
You guys see a clean hallway.
What's it?
Just a nice clean hallway.
All right. Well, Beshi covers her ear too. Like, Beshi was like coming out here, like, and then to look down, was about to say something, and then out of the corner eye, she just watched Brown Brick just walk across into the hallway. And then that loud noise goes off. And she doesn't say anything, but she just gives Grimlock a look. And it's a look of disappointment. And just stares at him for a half a second too long. And then looks back down this hallway.
Grimlock shouts, what are you looking at?
Well, I was trying to figure out what was down this hallway before you went ahead and triggered something.
What?
You triggered something. Brombrick, you like, you do you not hear that loud noise, that big old boom?
Yeah, a ringing, right?
Well, not a ringing, more like a clap, like thunder, you know?
Give me what? A perception throw, Grimlock and a Beshi.
Beshi's is 24.
22.
Beshi, you have a 24?
Yup.
You see a...
Wasn't expecting them to succeed.
I wasn't. I really wasn't. So, as Grimlock sees a very clean room, a very clean hallway.
Okay.
So do you. But you also see a section of the hallway that's right in front of you glimmer in a way that it shouldn't.
Damn it, Joe.
In fact, it starts to move towards you. Slowly. This glimmering cube.
Joe, I'm sorry.
What?
I ruined your trap.
You did. You really did.
No, I ruined even more because I forgot I was sickened.
Oh, shit.
So that's actually a 26.
Oh, okay.
No. I meant a 23. I don't know why I said higher. So I had a 23.
38.
23 is the DC, actually.
Oh, so I still get it. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay. I felt really bad because I thought, like, I messed up your thing. But that, my friend, is a cube.
That is a gelatinous cube. It's a cube. Moving towards Grimlock.
It's a goob.
Very slowly.
Oh, shit.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We even have a Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you. Tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.